the following season, you only played 7 games. Mm-hmm. Why was that?
Probably got it right out of favour then. But
it wasn't an injury.
I don't know. The one I may have had, you know, the odd injury, but most of my injuries then were back. You know, I was out for, like I said, four or five months the one time, and it was minor. And all I can think of, for whatever reason, it was out of form, out of favour. I don't know. It may have been that, because one time my long staff came down as a fullback before you ended up in the back row. I can't remember who else. Dennis Argreaves, outside half, come. What's he playing most days? Oh, John Savold as well. Sure, Dix. Richard Mogg. So there again, you got, with your wingers there, Sure, Dix and Richard Mogg. But I think that was the reason. And John Dix is there as well. So you got John and Sure, Dix, both ends of it. And I would think that's mainly, and I was playing United then, most of it, well, I toss it between the wing and fullback. Just think one of those years, I think.
Yeah, but you came back and played several seasons
after. Oh, yeah. I never, apart from the first two or three up until the centenary, that's where the bulk of my games, I think, were. And I was always one, always somebody came along, was either classed better or the selectors thought was better, but so be it. Just carried on with United and took the games when I could.
Incidentally, I noticed that season when you scored 17 tries, 73-4, four in one match against Exeter. You remember that?
Yeah, that was one penalty try.
Three tries.
And that was a game. I was at home just about to have lunch. The late George Edmonds came round and he said, what are you doing? I said, just going to have some lunch. He said, we were in the first this afternoon, so okay. So off I went, and then it was just one of those days that everything clicked, and yeah, I ended up scoring on the wing. Yeah, scoring a three and then got put out just a little bit to, you know, the touchdown for the last. But that was, again, something special because I think in the three games, and that's where the bulk of my tries came from on that period. I had four against Old Merchant Taylors, one against Wasps, and then class as four against. So I had 9 in 3 games. Then I was out the following week. Back to square one. Yeah. And a couple of times, you know, that happened, but I wasn't happy about it. But as I said before, you know, you have to fight another day. Come back for more.
Can I just change the subject slightly and ask you about training and coaching in those days? So how much coaching was there? How much training did you do and what was the style of it?
Very hard. Physical. Depends who was doing it. We Mike Nichols, he brought in Ivor Oakes. And he had this thing about little demons in your head. That's why you wouldn't train, etc., etc., you know. But talk about hard graft. I run around a pitch and round and round. And the easiest place to be, and I was really fit then, was to be up the front. Because I remember people, as it went on with Boyley and Brinny, they used to come staggering in. And we'd have, you know, a minute or two's rest. And I'm sure he was sadistic with it. And he said, right, let's go again. And they were just coming, you know, you're virtually on their knees, and off we go again. It'd be exercising, one of the worst exercises, what you call over-unders, where you pair off with somebody and you form like a back. And it wasn't a low back, you got quite high, so you just sort of stood up. And one guy would jump over and go between your legs and then back over. Of course, that really grinding your legs and, you know, in your thighs and that. And then you go off running again, and then you do some more exercises, and you have this business of stop-start up and down the pitch, but the easiest place was to be at the front. And I remember one time, Bert was captain, and he got a bus, and we went to Robinson Hill, not literally up to the top, but we went to the centre at Reservoir Road, and he dropped us off, and again it was under live ropes. We ran up to the top, and we came back down, and we ran up again. And again, best place to be at the front. So we waited for everybody on the second time, and then we went down on the Matson side. I think they were just about building the golf course then, and there was a big area called the Plateau, a big flat area. And in one of the, which was going to be one of the greens there, we did sort of 240 exercises. And again, put everything into it. And then he said, right, he said, I've got some bad news now. What do you mean, got some bad news? He said, I didn't have enough money for the bus to take you back.
No.
And faces dropped, and I was evil, I was really evil. And he said, you got to run back to King's Own then. And we were on the Matson side. So. And by then I was really angry, thinking, you know, I don't know, I put everything in, and, you know, we got to go back. And the idea was to run down Painsett Road and pass the ski slope down to Painsett Road up Horton Road, and then down Denmark Road back to King's Own, and sort of know the area well. And I thought, that's too long, I ain't doing that. And I was cussing him, I was going to run down the road, and going with somebody else. I say, we ain't going that way, there's a quicker way. So we went straight down Barton Street, and I hadn't left for some time because I was still fuming. And anyhow, we got back first, and they don't look at us. I said, which way do you go? And of course they got caught at the gates, most of them, at Horton Road. And of course we didn't come back first. And I honestly said, I was never very happy with that noise. But, yeah, that was. But that's what training was like.
Yeah.
In the early days, and for quite a time, the first team used to go off down the one end of the pitch and train on their own. This was before when they called unopposed came into being, and they would, you know, do whatever there. And then the United would just play touch at the top end, you know, which obviously I was lucky because I didn't get much of that, because when I started I was in quite quickly. But then it came on to what they call unopposed, so everybody else who was there would be like token opposition, so you'd have a forwards would form two line, you know, two opposition line out, but the first team would always have the ball, and what was left of the backs would just sort of token challenge, and sometimes it did get a bit heated because somebody wouldn't play by the rules and they'd take somebody out. But yeah, so you'd set the ball down and then rely again, and off you go again. Yeah, so fitness wise, you know, it was very, very hard, and but well worth it.
It was very nice of a few, you know, as we do look through the whole history of the club, how there are players in each era, you know, who stand out. And very often one of the comments about them is that they were super fit, or they were fitness fanatics. So was that true in your era?
I wouldn't say I was fitness fanatic, but if I went training, I went training.
Yeah.
And even though when I was living at Matson, you just have to catch the bus into Gloucester. And when we lived down the other part of the down at St Bridge, you used to have to catch a bus. But until I joined the police, I very rarely missed training. Because of that was part of it, and as long as you were injury free, there was no reason not to go training. That was all part of it.